Hey folks, welcome back again to Who's Next, the Goldberg Career Podcast, I guess. I'm Stephen Graham, joined for the final time for now with Jason Mann. How are you digging this Goldberg watching?
It's a lot of fun. It's cool to see revisit these matches and to see Goldberg from the ground floor. As we talked about previously, you know, you get some different variety than you kind of expect out of Goldberg. And as I said, his matches have been definitely been sharper than I would have expected, and really enjoying this rewatch.
Great. So what do we got now? We got Scotty Riggs on October 13th, Nitro.
Scotty Riggs. American males.
Yeah.
American males.
I think he's still American male here.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Well, he's not, because Bagwell obviously turned on him
right.
And joined the NWO. But he
right, but yeah,
he's got a high patch yet.
Yeah, he's keeping the American males, you know, flag flying. You know, he's keeping it alive. He's keeping, you know, the name. I mean, obviously Bagwell has moved on, but yeah, I think we're kind of in a Tito Santana and Strikeforce situation.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah.
Where he still had the lightning bolt on his tights for like 5 years after.
Right. But I do think that, you know, Scotty Riggs believed in what the American males were all about. You know,
what were the American males all about?
Well, they were about America, and they were about being male. I mean, that's, you know, seems pretty clear to me. I don't know. You know, they were about.
So maybe it just.
Well, I mean, I understand, Stephen. I mean, I think they were, you know, they were about surfing. They were about, you know, getting gals. They were about, you know, having a good time, some good clean fun. You know, I think that's what Scotty Riggs here is, you know, trying to bring to everyone here.
Was Lance Storm and Chris Jericho the Canadian males?
You know, they may have been, that is an excellent question. You're probably a better judge of that than I am, to be honest.
Well, they had the same kind of like gimmick as Thrill Seekers in SMW.
Sure. So. Sure. Yeah. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah. We need an American males versus Canadian males match.
Right. Yeah. Maybe someday. Yeah.
All right. So, at this point, we're going to watch the match and see what we think. Look at that walk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a purposeful walk. You know, it's a little faster than, you know, we'd be used to. No pyro, as you talked about. He's very sweaty.
He's very
sweaty. Well, very wet anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems sweaty. You know, it's hot back there, I guess, you know.
Does he still have American males music?
He does not have American males music, unfortunately, you know.
Does he not have it because the network took it out, or does he not have it?
I just don't think he had it. Yeah, I think they did get rid of it. So, oh, but he's rocking, you know, he's chewing gum,
wow,
you know.
He's cocky.
He is cocky. Well, you know, he's got that American male swagger. You know, he's not going to let, you know, some newcomer like Goldberg, you know, stifle his American male flow.
Well, there's Raven and Saturn and is that Sick Boy?
It is Sick Boy.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this is pre-Flock Riggs. Obviously.
It is, yeah. Right. But that's gonna happen soon. Yeah. That's true. Got those white Shawn Michaels boots.
Do you remember his ECW run?
Oh, I remember it happening, but I remember nothing about it. So
okay, me neither. I don't think I ever watched it, but like
yeah.
So bizarre.
There we go.
This is more Goldberg.
This is definitely Goldberg. Oh, he doesn't like pulling the hair.
Well,
what referee is this?
I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
And I know my WCW referees pretty well.
Right. I do not recognize this referee.
No. This is bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, two missed that. Oh, there we go. Now we got the spear.
We got the first spear.
Yeah. Momentous. Oh, just smashing his head into the floor. Yeah.
Pulling more hair.
There
you
go.
Because the referee told him not to. Fuck
right.
You, referee.
Yeah. Goldberg doesn't care. He's choking.
This is, I think, him kind of maybe realizing he's supposed to be a heel?
Yeah, well, it's not clear what he's, you know, I think it might be part of the character where he's not exactly either one. He's just sort of, you know, he's just this powerful force. And obviously, this is the first match that indicates, like, oh, he doesn't really care about the rules.
Yeah.
You know?
I know he has that feud with McMichael coming up. So there is some
right.
kind of heel stuff going on eventually. So maybe they told him, hey, you should be a heel. And so
right. Yeah, but he, you know, in his first three matches, he beat heels. So, it is sort of interesting there. Is that Bill Apter at ringside?
Oh, maybe. I didn't see.
I think it might have been.
Oh, yeah, it is, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Riggs, getting some drop kicks in.
Oh, here comes the... Wow. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he catches him. Nice.
Goldberg's got a lot of fucking power, right?
He does, yes. That was a nice bump by Riggs.
Yeah.
Tough one.
Very tough. It's weird seeing the spear mid-match like that, though.
It is, yes. Yeah, and they're putting Goldberg over strongly, you know. They're starting to treat him like he matters. There we go.
That's a jackhammer.
Yeah, that's a jackhammer. Yeah, that's definitely
that's the
pretty good reaction to it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely strong pop from the crowd. You know, they're recognizing that they're seeing something special, you know, and they're liking it.
I would say this is a 7.5 Goldberg. We're almost there.
We're definitely getting there. We've definitely taken some steps toward, you know, full Goldberg. Absolutely.
I wonder when full Goldberg is released. That's what I want to know.
About that too. Like, I'm curious about the moment you're gonna come to a moment where it's like, okay, this must have been the moment where WCW decided, okay, we're gonna go all the way with this, you know?
It's and before I'm not... Super Brawl. I know that because he comes out and squashes like Brad Armstrong.
Right.
And he's full Goldberg then.
Yes.
But like Starrcade, he's not full Goldberg. So I'm not sure when it happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and he's full Goldberg, and then there's a point even beyond that where, okay, they're clearly going to – this is where you can tell the crowd is completely behind him, and they have to know what they have here, that they have something that's, you know, more special than anything they've ever had before, you know? So.
Yeah. Oh, so that was fun. I really liked that one. That was an enjoyable – it was probably the shortest of the matches we've seen.
Yeah,
but I think we saw a lot of elements. His explosiveness was there. The spear for the first time.
Right.
The kind of like catching the dive and just lifting him over his head and dropping him on the guardrail. Right. There was a lot more of the mannerisms too, I feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you talked about earlier about the idea of Goldberg maybe being able to showcase his stuff better with smaller guys. And Riggs is the first, you know, relatively smaller guy that he's faced, at least somebody who can, you know, who can bounce around a lot and can, you know, take the offense and sell it really strongly, you know, be able to, you know, fly around and make Goldberg look good in that way. And I think that's helpful as well.
Yeah, kind of be a little bit of a dummy to be thrown around to kind of show off, you know,
right,
like a sack of potatoes so that Goldberg can show that he can chuck a sack of potatoes around.
Yeah, he's doing kind of the, you know, the Mr. Perfect Shawn Michaels, you know, type thing, not to the exaggerated level, but this is kind of the same idea.
The worst version of that I can think of, though. Scotty Riggs is not not quite the talent.
Not quite as good as those guys. No.
I might venture a guess.
Fair enough. Okay. It's an opinion. It's your show. I'll accept your opinion.
Oh, thank you. all right. So now you've seen four Goldberg matches. The first four that make tape for his career. We're going to bring on a new guest to kind of pick up where you left off. Where are you at? Where are you happy? Where are you going?
I'm happy. I'm happy I got to do this. It was a lot of fun. I'm doing my own thing at WrestleSpective. You can find me on Twitter at WrestleSpective. I'm on all the podcast forums right now, kind of doing a Randy Savage thing with the podcast. So hopefully people are enjoying the return again. It's been an absence of 3.5 years, so it's kind of fun to be back and talking with old friends. And Steven, thanks so much for having me on here. It was nice to touch base with you again. Been a long time since we had a chance to talk, so this is really cool.
Yeah, I couldn't find your podcast because I realized it'd been 3 years, so I guess at some point when there wasn't a podcast, I decided I unsubscribed because you had disappeared. But now you're back, and it's you know, Randy Savage, if you're not going to watch Goldberg matches in these times for fun, I think Randy Savage is another good alternative of someone fun to watch, for sure.
I think so as well.
And they both are kind of known for their wild intensity. So they're kind of good match. I don't think they've ever had a match, though.
They did not. No, they did not ever have a match. That would have been fun. That would have been something to really would have been quite enjoyable. But yeah, they did not. They did not cross paths. So
that's amazing. They had all of 98, right?
When Savage was hurt, for most of 98, he went out officially in June. So he was gone from June of 98 through April of 99, I think.
Okay, so pretty much the entire time Goldberg, when Goldberg finally got to the top, Savage was gone. And then when Savage came back, they could have done something in 99, but Goldberg was hurt.
He had some absences too, so yeah, so I'm sure that was part of it, and probably Savage wasn't anxious to lose to Goldberg, so that might have been, that was probably part of it too. So
that's probably part of it, yeah. I can say
yes.
That. Yep. Well, thank you, Jason. Yep. This was a lot of fun. And for all you lovely people out there, we'll be back with more Goldberg.
You may be right. I mean, we saw Saturn last week, and now we see this other guy with him as well. It's not Richardson. You're right about this.
You know, it looks like a sad picture of what civilization has created in Generation X. A bunch of youth with nothing to do.
That's right. That are ticked off at their past and their upbringing for who they are. Well, that's another story.